Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle with Al Terelia, co-head coach Chris Reinert. Another crazy early season game for the Warriors falling at Storm Lake last night. And coach, 9 turnovers between the two teams. But facing a solid 3A school and only losing by a score of 13-6, I'm sure you can take some solace away from last night and that you were right there the whole way.
Well, we were. You're right, we can. I talked to you after week one. I told you we found out a lot about our kids from the shoulders on up. And last night that came true again. We were banged up early. We lost a guy in pregame warm-ups, one of our starters. And then we just kind of got banged up and with cramps for some reason last night. We fought cramps, and that was not such an issue in week one, but for some reason last night was. And we had guys just going down left and right, and our kids just kept battling. You know, they're towards the end of the game. It was a slugfest, and we had guys just really slow to get up, but they kept gritting it out between the whistles and whatnot. So it was a super tremendous effort out of our guys all night long.
Yeah, Keaton Mork, you were talking about in the pregame, and you were saying you're not sure about his status right now. Well, we'll see going forward. But as far as the game is concerned, you jumped on the board first. After Storm Lake's first turnover, had a short field, and Caleb Sleaser with a 9-yard touchdown run late in the first quarter.
Yeah, quick correction. Levi Sleaser. I wish we had Caleb still around. But, Levi Sleaser bounced in a heck of a run. Ran him off the right side, and he ducked one tackle and slipped in between another, and into the corner of the end zone he went. So that was a heck of an effort on his part. And, yeah, that felt real good. Unfortunately, missed the PAT, but that 6-0 lead late in the first quarter was a great feeling there.
Yeah, Levi Sleaser, I beg your pardon. And so
that's right.
Then Storm Lake scored both their touchdowns in the third quarter as your lead held up at halftime. But before that, the blown whistle, which cost you an apparent fumble recovery in the end zone, which would have given you another score. I heard a little bit about that from Coach Week. What happened there?
Yeah, that was a whole lot of chaos there. We had fourth and goal down there, and gave Storm Lake credit. They held us out of the end zone, and of course they took over there on the ensuing play. I think they were trying to run a pass play, if I remember correctly. And the ball, I think Nick Gaze got to Mark Eady there. The ball came loose. Play carried on. We recovered. Everybody thought it was a touchdown. Ball had been marked for the PAT. All of a sudden, that's when the chaos began, and the referees had a meeting, and next thing you know, we're taking that off the board, and kind of frustrating. We went back and watched it on film last night when we got back, and I mean, there was no reaction of any whistle whatsoever out of either team. And you could tell by Storm Lake's body language, our body language, kind of what had happened and why there was so much confusion afterwards, because we're not sure where the whistle came from the other side, I guess, on that sideline. Which is unfortunate because the play was happening on the other side of the field. So those things happen. That's football, human error, and those things, you know, we all make mistakes. So.
Yeah, and unfortunately for you, turning it over on your last four possessions, tough to end the game.
Yeah, I talked about human error. Yeah, we did. We absolutely closed the gate on ourselves there down the stretch. We, you know, even going back to Storm Lake's second touchdown, they scored and did a nice job, got down the field. Took the lead on 7-6, and on the next kickoff, we put the ball on the field on the return, and, you know, 20 yards later, Storm Lake's back in the end zone. So that was kind of our thing last night. You know, we had talked that we had things to clean up. Unfortunately, ball security was one of those things that we didn't take a very good job of taking care of last night. We had 8 fumbles total, and we had 2, 1 interception. So, you know, just, it's hard to win football games like that, but to be in this game, play the way that these kids did, was tremendous. We Storm Lake did a heck of a job. Their speed really got to us. Offensively, we struggled. Number two, Dries kid, had a heck of a night. I'm not sure stat wise, but he was sure disrupting things that we were trying to run. We had troubles. We had guys going after him, and he would duck the block and be in on a play. So he had a nice night and disrupted our offense a little bit where we wanted to go at times. Unfortunately, we could not string things together because we were constantly putting the ball on the ground. So
13-6, Storm Lake over Alterelia, and the Warriors will be back on the road next Friday when they play in Paulina against South O'Brien. That's Alterelia co-head coach Chris Reinert. Chris, thanks as always for the time. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.